passionate instigator, and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everything and everyone. Here this week, I will be introducing our guest in a moment, but we want to remind you, first of all, that we are a live call-in show now. You can call in at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. And be part of the conversation. Life is about being part of the conversation. And, you know, I have a coffee mug that says that sometimes you don't know whether life is trying to pass you by or run you over. But I can tell you one thing, that if you are not participating in life, if you're not part of the conversation, in this country, if you don't vote or you don't speak out or you don't share your truth, then when things are going terribly wrong or not the way that you want them, you just need to shut up. Because if you're not going to speak out, if you're not going to participate, if you're not going to make a difference, as it said, if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. Here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we try to invite you to be part of the solution, and we give you a microphone with which to ask myself or our guest questions, to get insights, to share realities. As always, we're going to start the hot topic. I'm sorry. The other place is if you would rather type in a question and do something via Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. At the top of that page is the write-up about tonight's guest, how to get in touch with him, about today's show. And if you post something there, I will see it and we will also share it on air. So you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, or you can call in again. The number is 202-570-7057. We always start the Dr. Kevin Show with what I call a hot topic. Sometimes that hot topic is something that makes me feel warm and fuzzy, and other times it's something that gets me hot under the collar. This time I want to talk about the fact of something that does get me a little hot under the collar, which is we allow the media to be judge and jury and tell us what we should be thinking instead of thinking for ourselves. There have been a lot of cases lately where people have come out and said this person and that person abused me in various ways. A lot of them are true. I have no doubt. Maybe all of them are true. I don't know. But what I do know is that when somebody is accused, they do get a chance to respond. They get a chance to tell their side of it. And it seems as if we're kind of forgetting that. We're sensationalizing, the media is sensationalizing it. We're jumping on the bandwagon. Suddenly, these people are all pariah and all should have be strung up and hung. And we don't know what the whole story is. We do know that it's time that sexual abuse is something that is not allowed on any way, shape, or form, that people using positions of power should not be allowed in any way, shape, or form, that these people need to be called to task. And it really is time to end a very dysfunctional patriarchy that some people would say is for the most part run by old white men, which some people might describe me that way. But, you know, I'm not one of those people running that hierarchy, let me tell you. Is that we really need to step back, and know just because somebody told it to a reporter does not make it true. Because a headline got sensationalized does not make it true. That we want to step back and say, just like it's a great thing that some people are coming forward And anybody else that needs to come forward should come forward. And yes, it is time to end these situations where it's allowed and people are made to feel like they cannot speak out, that they're not going to be heard, that they're not going to be taken seriously. And we need to not tolerate that. But let's also not jump to conclusions. Let's not go ahead and start crucifying people before they get a chance to speak out on their own behalf and give their side of the story. And the number of people that are doing that, it's just not okay. So now I'm going to introduce tonight's guest. I'm very excited to have tonight's guest, and I'm very thankful to have tonight's guest. Originally, we did have somebody else scheduled for this show. Due to medical reasons, they couldn't be on. I had been talking to this individual through LinkedIn. I've never met them in person. But they, we had talked about, we were talking about having them on the show anyways, and they were able to fill in tonight's slot so we didn't have to do a replay. So I'm very happy for that. And so I'm going to do my best to pronounce the name correctly. And I give, my guest full permission to correct my pronunciation. Please speak up. I do my best, and I know that my best is not always good enough. So tonight's guest is Gunnar André Parisen. I'm sure he'll correct that for me. He is a best-selling author, entrepreneur, professional speaker, and a key player in the business of sales in Iceland. Now, Iceland is a place that I've never been. I've always wanted to go. I will make it there someday. And I hope that if he has a good enough experience here on the Dr. Kevin Show, that when I come to Iceland, that, I don't know, maybe he'll take me for a dog sled ride. Gunnar, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm ready.
Ah, you're here and you're ready. So, Gunnar, in Iceland, is Iceland a place that is also being run by dirty old white men, or has Iceland broken out of that pattern?
I think it's the same all over the world, and I was just listening on what you were saying, and I agree with you, because there's so many people who say there's a two side of every story, but I think it's actually three sides. It's a what you say, what I say, and maybe the truth. So maybe it's three sides of the story. So this is, of course, it's the same here in Iceland, like everywhere. And for example, Iceland is a really, you know, we are only 340,000 people, so it's a lot of gossip going on. And in many cases, we find out that the gossip, what's going on, was totally wrong. But and some people are just crucified. You said crucified in English, that in the news, and later on you find out this was just bullshit from beginning to end. But, you know, so it should be, and I agree with you, it should be, you know, don't judge too quickly. That can be also really bad, I think. So it's the same here in Iceland, like everywhere in the world, I think, in most cases.
So, my mother-in-law did a stopover in Iceland on the way to, I can't remember, I think it was Denmark, where she had a cruise or something. She said it was spectacular. Everybody I've ever talked to has said it's spectacular. Is Iceland as beautiful as they say?
No, it's more beautiful. I'm telling you the truth. I mean, people say that, and they only stay here maybe for a few days, and they see just part of it. They go to the most popular tourist place, and there is so much more. You can stay here for a month or 2 months, 3 months, and you will see always something new, and there's so much story behind everything here. And we are a big storytelling nation.
Ah, okay. So I do want to also introduce Gunnar's book, and we are going to start putting Gunnar through the paces when we get back from our break. But his book is called Messages from the Middle of Nowhere. And I'm assuming that you're referring to Iceland as being in the middle of nowhere. Is that the reference, or is there a different reference to that book title?
Yeah, no, that's the truth, because we are actually in the middle of the, you know, we can say Europe and America. We are in the middle, and I go into this deeper in the book, but the reason also because of the title was, I was talking to a really good friend of mine, and he knew I wanted to write this book. I've been thinking about this for so many years, and every time I made some mistakes, I just always said, that's okay. This is okay, this mistake, because this will only make my book better. And I was talking to him, my friend, he actually name is Gunnar, like me, and I said to him, who's going to listen to me? I'm just some nobody in the middle of nowhere. So he said, then you have the title. If you're going to bring message to the world, so this is going to be message from the middle of nowhere. So the
well,
title came like that.
I think that that's great. And you know what? We all have something to say, and I'm looking forward to what you have to say. In about a minute, we're taking our first break. When we get back, we're going to talk about messages from nowhere. And as I had sent you some information, we'll kind of put you through the Dr. Kevin paces. Well, we're waiting for our music to begin. I was going to share a few facts about Iceland that are kind of like interesting. And you can tell me whether I'm being bamboozled by the internet or whether it's true. Oh, and there's our music. I'm not going to get a chance to answer my questions. We'll be right back with Gunnar Andre.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everyone and everything. We do want to remind you it is a live call-in show, and you can call in at 202-570-7057. Tonight's guest is Gunnar Andre. How do you pronounce your last name?
Thoresson. Like
Thoresson.
Thoresson. Okay. But actually, I pronounce, in English we say Thoresson, in Icelandic we say Thoresson.
Thoresson, okay.
So it's Thoresson. means Thor.
I love Thor. oh, wrong Thor. Okay, Gunnar is an entrepreneur,
it's
professional.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
Good.
What are you going to say, Gunnar?
No. I was just saying I understand it. So difficult many times to pronounce Icelandic name. Try to say Eyjafjallajökull, for example.
Yeah, I'll pass. I'll stick with Gunnar Andre.
Okay.
Gunnar is an entrepreneur, professional speaker, best-selling author for over 20 years. Gunnar Andre has been a key player in the business of sales in Iceland, specializing in personal development for both individuals and organizations, managing sales initiatives and offering training, seminars, and lectures for thousands of willing students. And his latest book is called Message from the Middle of Nowhere. So, Gunnar, here on the Dr. Kevin Show, in this segment, we like our guests to take our listener outside their box, stretch their comfort zone, you know,
I like
introduce
that.
Them to something new. And so you can do it from something out of Messages of the Middle of Nowhere or from your own personal experience. Where would you like to stretch my listener's comfort zone?
Comfort zone. So many people are talking about comfort zone and talking about books, but I think I got news for you. I think it's no books.
Okay, repeat that. You think what?
I think it's people always talking about, you know, you have to step outside the box, you know, think out the box. But when you're talking like this, always talking about books, I think people are limiting themselves with talking about the books. Don't even talk about the box.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the funny thing is, go ahead. We all have belief systems, and sooner or later, whether that box that we talk about is the size of the state of New Hampshire or the size of Greenland or the size of the Earth or the size of the Milky Way, sooner or later, we all push up against something, some belief system, the thing is, the box is where we have pushed our knowledge and understanding to. When I say I want you to take my listeners outside the box and share something with them, what I'm saying is I want you to expand their knowledge and help expand them as people by bringing them something in a way they may never have thought about it or they may never have even knew about. So it's always a kind of expansion here.
Yes, I understand.
So where would you like to expand my listeners?
Where to start, you know? I think when we are talking about this, I think, for example, what we have really here in common in Iceland, we are only 340,000 people, a small population, and it's very common that Icelanders think that they don't even think, they are so sure about that they can do almost anything, that we think, we say we know we are the best in all and everything. So that's maybe one of the reasons that we have been doing so very well in sports, in music, in writing books, and I can go on and on and on, because we think that we are in the center of the universe sometimes, to be honest with you. I mean, and for example, you know, I was in Hollywood in 2013. I did not see so many celebrity, and if I saw some celebrity, there was so many people, you know, trying to, you know, get autograph or, you know, surrounded by them. But when a celebrity comes here in Iceland, they can walk downtown Reykjavik, and there's no people. Nobody cares so much. If there's somebody want to talk to the celebrity, it's probably tourist, to be honest. So that's a little bit different way of thinking, like I've been seeing so many where, for example, if this is something.
So what I'm hearing you say is that when somebody or a group of people think that they're really great, that supports or promotes greatness to come from them.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's like, for example, it seems like the Icelanders are everywhere. It doesn't matter if I go to Denmark, Sweden, England, USA, it doesn't matter. But if I meet a group of people from Iceland and other countries and we start to talk, every time when some Icelander meets another Icelander, we start to think about, okay, so what can we do together? What are you doing? I'm doing this. Can we do something? Can I help you? Can you help me? What can we do to make some business or do something? It's a little bit crazy atmosphere, and you will recognize it really quickly if you come to Iceland and start to know Icelandic people, the Icelandic nation. That's just some part of what I'm talking about in this book, Messages from the Middle of Nowhere, How We Think. And actually, in Iceland, we have so much still Viking mentality also in our blood. And what I mean by that is I did not recognize it by myself because I did not even see it myself. But when I start to prepare myself for this book, I saw it everywhere, but I did not recognize it. And we have this, we have it all around us, just not only in the name of streets or houses or companies or names. It's all around us. So we have this, this battle attitude that we want to go for it and make something great.
So what I'm also hearing you say, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that there's also a very tight-knitness about the community, which is the country of Iceland. Like, it's not like in this country, because it's so large and so spread out, and, you know, Iceland is about the size of Ohio, for our listeners that don't know. I mean, footage, square mileage is about the size of the state of Ohio. But that in that, that there is an automatic camaraderie of, you know, coming together and having almost a built-in community. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes, yeah, exactly. And I was also doing my research about your town, your city, and I was so curious to, you know, and see. It was so fantastic to see how your community also work at your place. So it's in many ways similar, to be honest.
Well, you know, one of the things is that, you know, within the U.S., there's a lot of, you're only part of my community if you are the same race or the same religion or the same political party, and it leaves a lot of, there is an incredible and sad amount of us and them throughout the United States. Because I live in Nashua, New Hampshire, and somebody else lives in Nashua, New Hampshire, if we bumped into each other in Iceland, we might talk about Nashua, but we would also, there would be a tendency to see, are you, you know, well, we're far away, so we're part of the same tribe here in Iceland, but would we really be part of the same tribe if we were back in Nashua? You know, so, you know, the way you kind of describe the coming together makes me think sometimes of how I think of the Jewish community, that, you know, and perhaps it's myth. I know that it seems to be true with my Jewish friends that I have, that I've had throughout my life, that there is an automatic somewhat of a of an inclusion energy wherever you are if you run into somebody else who's Jewish. And that's what I'm hearing you say about somebody from Iceland has something that is that has that kind of community knit. Am I hearing you correctly?
Yes, yes, in many ways, and also because I think the size of the population is only 340,000, and if I want to reach someone, even the person of Iceland, I don't have his mobile phone number, but I just have to call 2123 person, then I get his mobile phone number if I want that. If that was something I really need, I can even go to his house and knock his door.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's how it is here. It's in many ways it's good and it's a bad and bad thing is it's a lot of competition here. It's going on, you know, who is doing what and how is he doing, and it's a little bit competition between people. And but in the same times we have each other out in many ways.
So Iceland.
I think that's really good.
Iceland had the first democratically elected female and openly gay prime minister.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. That was 1980. She was president of Vigdís Finnbogadóttir from 1980 to 1996. And this is, of course, I mentioned this in the book Message from the Middle of Nowhere, because this is, I think this is as a message. From the middle of nowhere. We have the first female president, that's right.
Why do you think, what is it about the Icelandic, and we're getting ready to go to break. I'm going to finish this question when we come back. I'm waiting for the music to start because I have no control over it. So when it starts, we're out of luck. And there it goes. We'll be right back with Gunnar André and Messages from Nowhere.
Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner. And your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everything and everyone. Today we have with us Gunnar André Thoresen, who wrote the book Messages from Nowhere. He is an Icelandic native who is a best-selling author, professional speaker, entrepreneur, And he has traveled around the world and works in with both individuals and organizations. Gunnar, so we were talking about that Iceland had the first female and openly gay prime minister from 1980 to 1996, yes. I believe you said?
Yes, our president, Vigdís Finnbogadóttir, she was president from 1980 to 1996, that's correct. And we also had a prime minister, I don't remember exactly how many years. Yes, we also had the first gay prime minister, yes, here in Iceland also. We are really open-minded, we can say that, and we, you know, we let people be who they want to be.
Why do you? Go ahead. Why do you think that Iceland is such a open-minded? Is religion strong in Iceland? Does religion play a large part in the Icelandic culture?
Actually, I'm not so sure about it. It could be many reasons, but. One thing is for certain, and I also write about this in the book Message from the Middle of Nowhere, that in the old days, when we were just a farmer here, and the men they have to go to fishing on the boat, the terrible boat, and it was a, and when they went out for fishing, the woman took care of the home. They were. We can call the CEO, the entrepreneur of that time, took care of the farm. And that's one of the reasons I think that Icelandic women are really independent. And we still have to do something better in this area, but still, compared to many other countries, I think we are a little bit doing at least a little bit better in this area, like some other countries, I think. For example, we had the first female president, we had the first gay prime minister, and a lot of women are doing successful here, running companies, and doesn't matter. We have to make a better job in this area also to be, so it will be totally 50-50, you know. But it's not, we are not still there, but we are doing at least a good job, I think.
So share some of the other messages from nowhere, because I have this list of facts that I found in getting ready for the show. Some were very interesting, and I was going to roll them by you. But tell me a little bit more about this book. Share some of the messages for my listeners for Messages from Nowhere.
Yeah, I'm glad to do that, but... First, I want to just maybe tell a little bit of story why I wanted to write the book in the beginning. And, you know, I grew up here, you know, I had, you can say, a poor parent. It was not rich, my parents. And I had to start really early to make some money. And, you know, I start by selling newspaper at the corner of the busiest corner downtown Reykjavik, and I started reading the personal development books really, really young. It's only 11 years old, and I've been reading a lot of personal development books. And from my point of view, many of these books, they talk only about the success, not the failures, not so much, and they are not telling so much story behind this message. So I was always thinking I have to bring to the world a different book with some stories, storytelling, and with not only the success and also the failure. And my book is like, some people say, like a roller coaster, like life can be. Also, sometimes everything is going great and sometimes not. And that was one of the reasons I have to write this book. And also because... because also when I made some mistake or lost everything, I always said, okay, this is okay. This will only make my book better. And at the same time, I wanted to write a book that I had a special audience in my mind, audience that are curious, that want to know a little bit about Iceland and have some good stories and get some message also behind the stories. So the message are in the end of every chapter, but mostly I'm telling my life story, and the end of every chapter is some message, what you can learn from this success or failure. Mostly you learn more for failure. And this is a little bit different. Not a little bit, I can honestly say it's a unique book because I use also a lot of things that we say here in Iceland and how we think, and also old, we can say Iceland Viking way of thinking. And for example, we say here in Iceland, the sea gives and the sea take, because the sea have been taking so many people from us. So that's, and also wanted to, bring some message from this strange country here. We are actually fighting in the fire and ice every day. So it's a different book. I mean, I talk about the volcanoes, eruptions. The first chapter is when the eruptions start, location is everything. When my family from Westman Island lost everything because there was an eruption going on for the first time in the middle of the village in 1973, 26th of January. And I also talk about when I was stuck between two avalanches in east part of Iceland and how I deal with that. And so it's a totally different book. And my message is like a little bit different, because I mix in this storytelling and talk about all and everything you want to know about Iceland if you're curious about Iceland, if you want to know about volcanoes, eruptions, avalanches, nothing like trolls, elves. It's all in the book. And it sounds really strange to say this. This is also a personal development book, and how it's possible to have a trolls and elves and avalanche and eruption in the same book. But that's not so complicated, because that's just part of my life, because I'm Icelander and just telling my story. And this is all so much part of me and my story. So the message is, I have a lot of messages in the book, and I don't know where to start and where to end.
I've got a couple of questions for you. Got a couple of questions for you on some of the stuff you said already. So the first thing is, now one of the things I'm reading is there's a volcanic eruption about every 4 years on average in Iceland. Is that true? Do you know that, if that's true or not? You had mentioned about the volcano and
eruption. Maybe it's more than that before. I'm not sure about if it's correct every 4 years, but probably you're not so far away from it. But sometimes it's not big eruptions going on. We call it the tourist eruptions. We don't care so much about it, but they got some tourist attractions, and it's not so much. And I'm so sure about that it's going to be big eruptions here in Iceland. It's not a question about if, it's just a question about when. And we always live in this threat of eruption because, I mean, we have over 130 volcanoes, active volcanoes here in Iceland. So
how many? Repeat that number.
Over 130. 130.
Oh my! And you and now you're only the size of the state of Ohio. You have 130 active volcanoes. Are any of them now? The majority of people are 60% of the Icelandic population lives in Reykjavik. How close is the closest volcano to Reykjavik? Do you know?
Yeah, it's really close to Reykjavik. And you just have to drive a few kilometers, then you will drive and see the lava, old lava. And it's not far away. It's 2 hours drive less. So everything can happen, honestly. And for example, in 2010, when the eruption came, Eyjafjallajökull, the big eruption that make Iceland also on the map, when every flight was canceled in Europe and all over the world because of that, that was quite big eruption, but not compared to what we can expect to happen. So, and it's not a question about if that's going to happen, it's just a question of when.
Okay, so how much do you think that living in such an active volcanic place helps contribute to what appears to be a kind of acceptance, community, supportive, live and let live type of attitude? I mean, do you think that the number of volcanoes that you have and the amount of eruptions, and do you think that contributes to the close-knitness of the community?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's for sure. I mean, and like I say, first chapter, when the eruption started, location is everything. I will never forget it because I was only 6 years old and my father's family comes from Westman Island, and there was eruptions going there, and we had to evacuate the whole village, and it took only 5 hours, 5,300 people, and that's just so much part of me because I will never forget this, that's for sure. And this is we live in this close danger. We know that every Icelander knows that.
And that's the sound of our music. We're going on break. We'll be right back. The music has started. Yeah. They can't hear you anymore, Gunnar. We'll be right back, and you can finish that story.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE. Or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everything and everyone. We are here today with Gunnar Andre Thorsen. He is the author of Messages from Nowhere. He is a native of Iceland. We're talking about some of the unique parts of Iceland and some of the things going on. Gunnar, we were discussing how having such an active volcanic life of the island itself affected how close the community was. You were saying that you remembered a certain volcanic eruption from your childhood. Do you want to continue that story?
Yes, I just can just say that it's just part of every Like, it doesn't matter. You can ask any Icelander. I can promise you, if you ask any Icelander, do you think eruption is going to come soon? Or do you think it's going to be eruption in Iceland? Every single Icelander will say, of course, it's not a question about if, it's just a question about when. And also, we live in a big threat of also avalanche. We have lost many people in avalanche. And I'm also really glad to be alive because I was once stuck between two avalanches on the road trip in the east part of, and that's name of the chapter number 4, stuck between two avalanches. And so we live always in this threat of all kinds of, you know, like this, for example, eruptions, earthquakes, maybe, and avalanche play a big role also. So we are just used to this. We don't know anything else, and that's just part of the life, and that's also part of how we are and how we think and how we act. For example, when so many tourists come to Iceland, they are sometimes surprised they cannot go to some trips because the weather are suddenly crazy and dangerous, but we are so used to this. So that's just make our character, how we are and how we think, and because we are so much part of the nature, and this nature here is, it's crazy, that's for sure.
When would you say, if I said to you, because at some point I want to come to Iceland, I've wanted to go to Iceland for a long time, and it's on my, forgive the term, bucket list, to come to Iceland. When would you recommend I come to Iceland?
I'm always getting these questions, and I have to ask you, what do you want to see? I mean, if you want to see the Northern Light, you are obviously not going to come in the summertime. And in the summertime, we have this daylight 24/7, you know. It's never dark. In the wintertime, we only have 4 hours sunlight. It's almost dark 24/7. So it depends on what you want to see. And it's a totally different. I will say, come once in summertime and come once in the wintertime, and don't stay only for 2-3 days. We have so much to do, so much to see, and so many places to visit, and then you will understand much more how we think and why we think like we think. Because you say, hey, come on, you're surrounded by this nature, and now I understand why you have so crazy mindset that you think you can do all and everything.
Well, you know, you survive. So what's the weather like in the winter? How cold does it get?
It gets not so much really cold because it's not so really cold, but it's... it's not so really, really cold, but it can be really windy. And one thing is for sure, that the weather here can change every 5 minutes. Like I say in the book, Message from the Middle of Nowhere, if you don't like the weather, just wait for 5 minutes. Because everything can be changing. So it's not so cold. And I'm not so sure about the... what do you use? What do you use? Fahrenheit?
We use Fahrenheit here.
But, So I think it, for example, it can be like in Boston. I was in Christmas in Boston, and I thought it was quite cold in Boston compared to Iceland because there's more. How do you say it in English? The temperature, you know,
it was just colder.
It's more wet. What do you call it? It was colder, but it was not windy. It's just, is it different? For example, tourists talk a lot about it can be windy here.
Okay. It's more bitter.
Crazy cold. Yeah, it's a difference. But if you come in the winter time, you better have warm clothes with you.
Okay. So if I was going to come, let's say, I reach out to you and say, Gunnar, I'm going to come visit Iceland in January. What would be the three things? Oh, just give me one thing. What would be the one thing that you would be like, Dr. Kevin, this is what I want you to make sure that you do or where you go. It's January.
In January, it doesn't matter when you come. I'm going to welcome you and take you to some great restaurants here because we have so many great restaurants, that's for sure. But and if you come in January, if you're not going to stay for so long, you have to take, we call it the Golden Circle. Then you will see a waterfall, you will see a natural park, and you will see a few other things, really beautiful places, and it's really close to Reykjavik. And that's what the most typical tourists do. But if you have, if you're going to stay for a little bit longer, I will say to you, then we go a little bit further. We go to the east coast of Iceland, and you will see unbelievable landscape, more waterfalls, and of course hot springs. People like to see that also when the hot spring comes, you know, from the earth, you know. And the Golden Circle. That's very simple. Of course, Blue Lagoon also. It's a great place. We can call it a big spa.
Well, I would love to come to one of the spas. Go ahead. I'd love to come to one of the spas. I've heard so much about them. The geothermal. Now, the geothermal provides over half, 85% of your energy comes from renewable resources, and over half of that is geothermal. So you don't use many fossil fuels there, do you?
No. I think it's much higher than that. Geothermal. Yes.
So we have about three.
It can be cold outside, it's warm inside.
Yep. So we have about 3 minutes left before the show ends. What other and I want to let everybody know this is Gunnar Andre. Come to. Thorsen, he wrote the book Messages from Nowhere. He is an Icelandic native as well as a professional speaker and a best-selling author. Iceland, fabulous place. I want to go there someday myself. I'm going to show up someday and knock on your door. Just want you to know. Hi, Gunnar. It's Dr. Kevin. Let me in. Go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. You'll see all the information on Gunnar. You'll see how to get to his information. Gunnar, bring out the show with one last message from your book. What one last story would you like to share? We've got about 2.5 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to take one message from the first chapter, and probably you're not going to understand the message, but... hopefully you will read the book. I will glad to send you the one copy of the book. And the last, I have 1 minute. So I will say the giant in your path can turn into the, gnome, if you have a troll on your side. And what does that mean? That means also that no one is higher or bigger than you, above you. So that's some message from the middle of nowhere. That's some message from middle of nowhere. No one is larger, bigger, and above you. And this is have so much about how you think and how your attitude. And I will say, maybe my last word is, I will say this book is for this book is for that share my belief that with the right attitude, knowledge, and action, anything is possible if you persist and never give up. That's also one of my last messages.
Well, I would absolutely love a copy of your book. I think it sounds fascinating. I would love to read about the experiences of what it's like to grow up in Iceland and what it teaches you on how to have what seems to be a much more inclusive and open-minded you know, there's some great figures about Iceland, and about the people in Iceland tend to be some of the happiest in the world, and there's a reason for that.
Yes, that's true.
So
that's so much pleasure. I just say one final word. I will say, see you at the top of the world.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll be in touch. We'll talk. And there's the music.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gunnar. Have a great night.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you.